Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. Not by a long shot, quite the opposite. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will deliver the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new, uncomplicated tools and new, easy-to-understand strategies to lead a more positive life? No problem. You are listening to Positive Perspectives. Do you need a boost of information and knowledge to transform your life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. On Positive Perspectives, psychic medium Melinda Carver helps you answer your own problems with insights already within you and around you in the spirit world next door. Most people report being amazed, even stunned at Melinda Carver's abilities, attitude, and accuracy. And unlike distant, unreachable, other widely acclaimed psychic mediums, Melinda Carver takes time for the personal touch so important to her guides and the realm of spirit. Yes, Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge, no matter how negative your circumstances. Widely welcomed participant at highly respected metaphysical expos and increasingly popular psychic fairs, Melinda Carver invites in the finest and most respected metaphysical professionals in the world to be her guests on Positive Perspectives. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Who doesn't? Listen now live. Your life is your choice. Get positive. Live positive. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. And now, live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. I'm your hostess this evening, Melinda Carver. This is late night, fun night, psychic readings all show long. Get on the very popular phone line, 646-915-8066. Don't forget to press 1 to get through those phone lines there. They're filling up fast. They always do here on Late Night Fun Night Psych Show. We feature lots of fun readings, music, everything we can to make your energy perk up, that positive vibration tonight, to bring you that positive energy.
Hey. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go a while. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go a while. Welcome to my house.
A little bit of Florida to get that energy pumping. Welcome to my house, Positive Perspectives. And here are your shout outs for tonight to get that energy pumping and flowing all around you. Our first shout out goes to the Glamour Magazine celebrating their 2017 College Women of the Year Awards earlier this week. They honor 10 women from colleges across the nation in categories of science, journalism, and social activism. So positive shout outs to those 10 winners from the 2017 College Women of the Year. Our next positive shout out tonight goes to Pope Francis, who opened a free laundrette for the poor in Rome. It's open 4 days a week and allows homeless people to wash their clothes for free, including free laundry soap and softener. It's opened by the funds from the Office of the Papal Charities and is becoming super, super popular. And our last positive shout out tonight goes to the community volunteers that will start going around to clean up garbage and litter in playgrounds, parks, riverbanks, and beaches all across the nation. May is the time when the volunteers come out together to beautify the green space through communities throughout the United States. So look up in your community when those cleanup projects will begin. Those are your positive shout outs. Feel that vibration. Are you excited? Are you getting ready for tonight? Because tonight is late night, fun night, psychic readings all show long. Now, last night we had the new moon in Taurus, and this new moon brings that new energy. Everybody feels sluggish. Maybe you've had a crappy April. We have four planets retrograde right now. They're playing chaos with us all across the world, and everyone just feels like a slug. No one wants to do anything or nothing's going right. So this new moon last night in Taurus is going to help you become more aware of things going on around you. You're going to start double checking and triple checking your meeting schedules, your event schedules, things that are going on around your home or with your family. You should also start looking for things that bring you comfort, because Taurus is ruled by Venus. Venus is the goddess of beauty and desire and things that make you feel comfortable. So what is your comfort zone? You need to find that comfort zone so that you can bring some peace of mind into your life and start being aware of things that are going on around you. There are so many people who go to the shopping centers and malls, and they're busy on their phone. They're not paying attention to what's going on in the parking lot. So start being aware of safety concerns also with this new moon energy. Keep that energy pumping and flowing all around you. I also, on late night, fun night, I always pull an oracle card. And the oracle card tonight is from the Energy Deck by Sandra Lee. I'm sorry, Sandra Lee was an astrologer. Sandra Ann Taylor. And this is a beautiful deck. It's published through Hay House. And with the Energy Oracle deck, the card that I pulled out was the third chakra card, Archangel Shamuel. And this is a beautiful card. It features Archangel Shamuel and all his glory holding this orb of light, this yellow light. Archangel Shamuel is for your solar plexus. And when you deal with solar plexus issues, that is your life path issues. What path are you on? What brings you happiness? What brings you joy? What feeds your soul? Do you feel like you're on your life path? If you're not, Archangel Shamuel, Shamuel, is the one that you want to work with to get you on that life path. He's one to help you get that life force connection to that energy, that divine energy in and around you to get everything moving. So Archangel Shamuel works well with this new moon energy from Taurus to get you going on your life path. Now, in the Oracle deck cards, Energy Oracle cards by Sandra Ann Taylor, she has a little affirmation for this card. I'm going to read that card. It's from the Energy Oracle book. And with Archangel Shamuel, who works with your solar plexus, this is the affirmation. Everyone, listen up and just feel the vibrations. My third chakra is open to its perfect, healthy state. I radiate a bright and vibrant life force energy. I feel excitement for all that I do. That energy and that excitement that reverberates around you will help you, especially since we've been having such a great spring, especially here in the Midwest, and that energy, we were in the 70s and 80s. It's a great time if everyone feels vibrant and happy. And use that energy to make things move for you. You want to get things moving and stop being stuck. Again, that gloppy energy from those four energy planets that were going retrograde have been kind of crazy. Mercury, that's been retrograde, messing with your communications, your electronic devices, your cars, everything else, is going to be going direct this Sunday. I'm sorry, May 3rd, Sunday, May 3rd. We're almost there. And that's the time when things start righting itself. So you want to make sure that you are moving forward in your life path. Our next tarot card, the tarot card of the week, I use the Ghosts and Spirits Tarot by Lisa Hunt. It's published by U.S. Games International. And the card that came out was the High Priest. And the High Priest is also known as the Hierophant in other decks. And for a general reading for the public right now, the High Priest is showing you to connect to that higher power, connect to that higher learning. What is going on in your life that you are learning about? Where is that thirst for knowledge? Where is that thing or item or person or opportunity or event that is going to make you feel like you're feeding your soul? Sometimes it's just a throwaway comment that you hear in the store while you're shopping that really makes you change your life. Other times you go to a lecture or a concert or some other public event, and that energy is all going to be flowing in and around you for changes. So these oracle cards, the Archangel Shamuel, third chakra, solar plexus, and the tarot card, the High Priest card, all flow with that new moon energy. I always find that very interesting. So if you want a reading tonight, if you go to psychicmelinda.webs.com on the radio show tab, if you make a love donation, you get to jump the line in front of you and receive a longer calling. Everyone else is a mini reading. It's one question per person. Don't be a little piggy. You're only going to get one question per person unless you make a love donation at psychicmelinda.webs.com. And you also want to make sure you're not on speakerphone. If you're on speakerphone, we will disconnect you. Don't miss calling in tonight, 646-915-8066.
Are you having issues in your life? Do you need clarity on a situation? Get enlightened. Order your psychic reading or dream interpretation with international psychic medium Melinda Carver. Let Melinda Carver guide you through with insights already within you and around you in the spirit world next door. Order your reading today at psychicmelinda.webs.com. Psychic Melinda, MELINDA.webs.com.
And we're taking your calls all show long from the phone queues. We're also going to answer questions in the chat room. So if you're in the chat room, you can go ahead and post those questions in there. We'll get those answered for you too. The phone number is 646-915-8066. Are you ready for some fun? Are you ready to start moving it and feeling it and then get yourself tonight? Are you ready for that burst of positive energy? Are you ready? Are you excited for your readings? Are you feeling all right tonight?
I'm not feeling too good myself. Yes, sir. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling that good myself. Boy, you shot to me.
Get a little feeling all right there with some Joe Cocker tonight, getting that energy pumping and thumping all around you. If you want to see me live in person, I will be in Denver, Colorado, June 9th through the 11th at the International New Age Trade Show. I'll be presenting a seminar for the attendees there. Also, we'll be doing a book signing for my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life. My official book launch party is Friday, June 23rd in Cleveland, Ohio at the Theosophical Society. Learn more about Get Positive, Live Positive, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life on Amazon. It's available right now. If you want to see me in New York, I will be at Lilydale Assembly, the prestigious nation's oldest spiritualist community, on Wednesday, August 16th. I'm going to be teaching Native American moons. And on Wednesday, August 23rd, I'm going to be teaching the magic of the fairies and a fairy walk through the fairy trail at Lilydale Assembly. You can get tickets for that at lilydaleassembly.com. And I'm super excited to be back teaching there. So if you want to see our upcoming episodes, we're going to be starting next Tuesday, at 9 p.m. May 2nd, we're going to have Shadow Fox. She's going to give us an energy report. And Judy Conkle, Numerology, Tuesday, May 9th. Margaret Ann Lembo, Masters, Mystics, and Saints and Gemstone Guardians, Oracle Cards, plus readings will be Sunday, May 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be taking a call, 646-915-8066.
Why not call in tonight? Consider psychic medium Melinda Carver your own universal resource. Call in now. Psychic medium Melinda Carver.
And here we go. We're going down to Georgia to speak to Kimberly. She has a romance question. Hello, Kimberly. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, sweetheart. So what's your question tonight about the romance department?
Well, my question is I want to get a peek of who I'm going to have a romantic relationship with next.
Ooh, you want to know who's coming, who's next.
Yeah.
Where is he? When is he coming? Why can't you find him? I have a song for you. Are you ready, Kimberly?
I've been everywhere, man, looking for someone. Someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe.
You want to know where he is, what time is he coming, what day, what month, what is he going to look like, what is he wearing, and what is he driving? You want all the nitty-gritty, Kimberly. The good news for you, sweetheart, is that you got a couple options coming up for you. One's going to be at the end of May, beginning of June, and another one's going to be sometime in August. Both men are similar to each other. It just depends on if you like the sound of their voice. You're very picky about a man's voice. If they sound like David Beckham, that soccer player, or Mike Tyson, they look good, but they have that high, squeaky Mickey Mouse voice, you will cut and run. You do not like the Mickey Mouse voice on a man.
Oh, my God.
Did I make you laugh? Yeah. Are you peeing yourself yet? This is late night fun night, see? Make you laugh. So you need someone who is going to be very manly, but not overly aggressive. And you like them to be intelligent. If they're stupid, you won't date them. So the end of May is one gentleman. He's going to be around like 6 foot. He's going to have really short cropped hair. And then the other gentleman that they're showing me is sometime in August. And that guy is a little bit taller, maybe 6'2", 6'3", also with a really close cropped hair. Both of them have no facial hair because you don't like that big puffy beards either. You hate that new style. You don't like that big floppy furry face. You don't want that coming near you. So they're going to be clean shaven. The gentleman at the end of May works in some kind of office situation, some kind of business. And the guy in August is going to be in some kind of construction, but he doesn't do the construction anymore. I don't know if he's something like an estimator or he runs a crew, but he's not doing the hard work. He's doing something in the office, but with construction. And that's what they're showing me.
Okay.
So good luck to you. Thanks for calling in tonight, Kimberly. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 646-915-8066. And press 1 to get through the phone queue. We're also taking your questions in chat. You want to make sure you call in now. Lines are filling up.
Don't miss your chance to speak with psychic medium Melinda Carver.
All right, and we're going down the lines. We're going next to Joanna, who is calling from Florida. Hello, Joanna. How are you?
Hi, Melinda. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart. I hear you have a friendship question.
Yes, I do. I've had a very close friendship with a gentleman for almost 5 years. I went through his very unhealthy relationship with him, you know, supportive and everything, and then he went straight into an even worse one. So I've been incredibly supportive and encouraging and everything, and I've spoken to him several times about, you know, who he's with, and then he moved in with her, and then things even got worse, and I'm like, how much more, you know, supportive and everything can I be? And I didn't think he would be with her this long. So I'm at the point now of saying, what am I doing? This is not healthy for me, and it's not, you know, positive for me to keep supporting, you know, what he's doing, in other words. So I didn't know what you saw for that.
Okay, the one thing I'm going to say here is, are you this gentleman's mother?
No, I'm not.
So
no.
Why are you acting like his mother?
Right. Well, I don't do that. I've spoken to him at times about how he's being treated. She acts like his mother is one of the issues.
Yeah, but the problem is that you are in the protective hen role, the protective mama bear role, whichever way you want to say it. So you are acting like his mother. Okay, this is a grown man. You do not need to wipe his nose or wipe his butt. Do you understand? Because you don't need to wipe his nose or wipe his butt. You need to butt out of his business. You cannot be the shoulder he cries on all the time. You need to let him stand up as a man. You're not in charge of rescuing him or comforting him. He's got a girlfriend. Let his girlfriend take care of that. He doesn't want to be there. He knows all he has to do is pack his stuff and go. Now, that's his problem, not your problem.
Yes.
You understand?
Right.
So you need to learn how to cut cords and stop trying to rescue him. You're trying to be the knight in shining armor on the white horse for him. And you need to start concentrating and paying attention to your own life and your own relationships and not trying to save him and fix him for what he's doing or with people you don't like.
Right. And I told him recently, I said that he's making that choice today. So that's, you know, that's his choice.
Yes. So you have to stop trying to fix him. I would cut way back the time spent with him, answering his calls or talking to him. If he calls you up and wants to talk about it, you could say, hey, I've already talked to you about this. You know my opinion. Let's change the subject. There's nothing you could do for someone who wants to moan and complain to you but stays where he is. He's a grown man.
Right. And that's,
he's got a job. He has money.
Getting. Right.
So
exactly.
Butt out.
Exactly right.
Butt out and stay out and don't give it any more energy. Cut the time you're available to him. Let it go to voicemail. Don't call him back for a couple days. There's different ways to distance yourself. You have to stop being so involved in his life.
Right. Because I'm the one who's always hearing about all the arguments and all the stress and all the this and all the that, you know, from what's going on, you know, with
yeah,
who
so
he's
butt
living
out,
with.
Back off, and stay away. That's my advice to you. Thanks for calling in, Joanna. Good luck to you. That's how we do it here. If you want to call, 646-915-8066.
Turn it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself. I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girl, set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk.
Did that energy pump in, moving all around you? Did you get my copy of Get Positive, Live Positive, available on Amazon? It helps you clear the negativity from all facets of your life. Are you being drained by relationships in your life? Are you surrounded by toxic people? Is your love life crap? Is your career going down the toilet? Learn what causes that negativity to affect every aspect of your life, your love life, family relationships, career, money, neighborhood situations, and learn the free or inexpensive tools to help you clear that negativity out of your life. You want to get positive, live positive? Do you want positive people, events, and opportunities to come your way? Purchase your copy of Get Positive, Live Positive now on Amazon. If you want your own private reading with me, go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for information. And there's a ton of free articles for you to help bring some positive energy into your life. We're going to be right back, everyone, after these messages.
Are you having issues in your life? Are you having real issues in your life? Do you need some help? Do you need clarity on a situation? Do you need a little guidance? We all do at one time or another, and get enlightened. Order your psychic reading or dream interpretation with psychic medium Melinda Carver. Order your psychic reading or your dream interpretation with psychic medium Melinda Carver, and you may get the clarity that you need to get through your long night. Let Melinda guide you through. You are not alone. You are not alone. Call, order your psychic reading or dream interpretation.
And there
psychic
you go.
Psychic medium Melinda Carver.
PsychicMelinda.webs.com for your private sessions or to try my energy products for you. Or you can call also on late Friday. It's an episode you missed a lot. Check out the panel from earlier this week, Tuesday. I had New York Times bestselling author and YouTube star Paige McKenzie on. She is the star of The Haunting of Sunshine Girl. Check that episode out. Michelle White Dove was also last month, and there's some great episodes for you free to download at any time. You can pick them up on Blog Talk's Positive Perspectives page. Click follow the show. You can also get them at iTunes, either under Positive Perspectives or Psychic Melinda. We're going back to the phones right now, and we are looking. Where did all the callers go? They're kind of moving all around the list here. We're going to go to New York, and this is Taisha, who has a pregnancy question. Hello, Taisha. Welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
Hi. Hi, Melinda. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, sweetheart. Listen, the great energy you have today. Thanks for calling in, Taisha.
Thank you for having me. My question is, oh, goodness, okay. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 5 years. It'll be 5 years in May. I don't know where the relationship is going, honestly speaking. But I have not gotten pregnant. We don't use condoms or anything like that. I haven't gotten pregnant, so I was like, what is wrong? You know, something wrong. Went to the doctor. They told me, you know, my fallopian tubes are okay. Everything is good. He hasn't gone. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, will I ever have kids? Should I leave him and move on and find someone else to have kids with or try?
Okay.
I'm going through a lot right now. And
yes,
I have other guys interested in me that wants to have kids and wants to start a family and my boyfriend. So I'm debating if I should stay with my boyfriend or be with the other guy.
Okay, Taisha, what is your boyfriend's first name? Just the first name.
His first name is Jamel.
Okay. It feels to me that Jamel has something called low sperm count. Do you understand?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he does activities sometimes that help lower that sperm count. So you have to decide if you want to stay and wait for him to go get checked out and to take and do the necessary exercises and change his routines to increase mm-hmm. his sperm count, or mm-hmm. they could do something where they harness his sperm and then, mm-hmm. you know, and put it in you. So you have to decide if he makes you happy. If you are not happy with him after 5 years, then it's time to decide if you want to stay or go. but it just feels that Jamal is not one to go to a doctor. He doesn't want a doctor touching his penis, playing with his balls, trying to tell him that his low sperm count. So I would suggest, if you really, really want a child, to sit down and tell him, this is something I really want. If you want me to stay in your life, you need to go to the doctor. You need to get checked out. Yes, he's going to handle your balls. Yes, he's going to handle your penis. He's going to check out, and this is what we need to do. If he's unwilling to do that, then maybe it's time to release him and let him go,
right,
so you can find someone else who will participate with you on the way you want to have a child. Okay?
I do have a different size. Even though I try to be faithful, but I do have a different guy that wants that, what I want. And his name is Derek. I don't know what you could pick up on him, but he wants that.
Yeah. Well, I would suggest that you have a last call conversation, so there's no ands, ifs, or buts. There's no regrets on your end. And then make your decision going forward, sweetheart, because you're not going to be happy if you're not having a baby.
It's hard to just leave, though, you know? 5 years. For me, I feel like it would be so hard.
Well, that's something you have to decide. You have free will, so I cannot make up your mind for you. I could just give you advice.
Right.
I would try having that conversation, try to get him to go to the doctor. If that doesn't work, you have to make a harsh decision. Stay and not have a baby, or go elsewhere and have a baby.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, Tanisha. And that's how we do it here. Here's a little Weekend to get us pumping up again.
Girl, you're perfect. You're always worth it. And you deserve it. The way you work it. Girl, you earned it. Girl, you earned it. Yeah. You know our love would be tragic.
A little Weekend. Ooh, that voice. I love that song. So let's go to our next caller. We're looking for Donna from Canada. Hello, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking
my
call.
You're welcome. And what's your question about today, sweetheart?
Just a gentleman named Chris. When do you see him reaching out, communicating with me, and him and I spending time together?
So you want to know when you're going to meet up with Chris. It just feels like it would be mid to late summer. It's like he always has excuses or something going on. He's quite busy, and it just always feels like the timing is always off. So he has to make time. They're showing mid to late of summer.
So what's that, like July, August?
Yes. Summer starts June 21st and ends September 20th, and that's what they're showing me. Mid to late summer. So probably more August.
Do you see anything before then, any communication or anything before then between him and I, or...?
Again, they just kept showing me mid to late summer for you because he's busy and there's things that get in the way.
Okay, and is that like a relationship or just spending time together?
Talking or spending time together. They just keep showing midsummer, end of summer for you for any type of communications or possibly visit.
Do you see it?
No matter how you keep asking me the question, they're gonna give me the same sign frame. So thanks for calling. If you want to get into the call, 416-915-8066.
Psychic medium Melinda Carver of Positive Perspectives is now not only on audio on Blog Talk Radio, but on DVD in the new series Holistic Highway to Wisdom. Holistic Highway to Wisdom DVD series is pleased to announce three titles by psychic medium Melinda Carver to assist you. Number one, Communicating with the Spirit World. Learn exercises to unblock and open to spirit messages. And number two, clearing the negativity from your life, followed by clearing the negativity from your life for good. These tracks by psychic medium Melinda Carver and Holistic Highway to Wisdom DVD series can be ordered at www.psychicmelinda.webs.com. www.psychicmelinda.webs.com. Holistic Highway to Wisdom DVD series is pleased to announce these three titles. Get yours today. DVD, not only on Blog Talk Radio anymore, psychic medium Melinda Carver is coming online with Holistic Highway to Wisdom.
And welcome back. Our next show is Tuesday, May 2nd with Shadow Fox. She's going to give us the energy report. Shadow Fox is also a medium. She's also going to provide readings. Make sure you click follow this page. Go to Facebook. Also, you can find Positive Perspectives there on Facebook with all the upcoming episodes and the links for all the free downloads from all the past events. If you want to see me live in person starting May 10th, I'm doing a three-week course on magic of the fairies, learn what fairies and elementals are, how to find them in nature, how to communicate with them, and their white magic spells for love, abundance, and good luck. You can go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for that information. I'll also be at the It's Your Journey Psychic Fair in Huron, Ohio on Saturday, May 13th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're taking your calls all show long. This is a late night, fun night psychic show. What kind of mood are you in? You can't be in a bad mood around this show. It is late night, fun night psychic reading show. Next week, May 2nd, will be our fifth year. We're going to be celebrating our fifth year here on Positive Perspectives. That's a long time to keep a podcast alive and pumping. Check out all the great free on-demand episodes that we've hosted the last 4 years here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be taking your calls all show long, 646-915-8066.
Psychic Melinda Carver is taking your calls now.
And we're going down to Georgia once more. This is Kathy, and she has a career question. Hello, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Sorry, I apologize. Question on a job. I'm waiting to hear if I'll get an in-person interview for a director of accounting position with a commercial real estate company. So what do you see around that?
There's going to be delays another few days, 5 to 7 days they're showing. They're going back and forth. Someone can't make up their mind there. So you're going to have 5 to 7 days of sweating through it before they possibly call. And it just feels like they're going back and forth between you and two other people. Everyone has the same abilities, and they're just trying to see who's the great fit there. So it's going to be 5 to 7 days before you hear something, or they might call you midweek next week and say, we're just going to take another day or two, or can you come back in? But it'll be 5 to 7 days from today.
Okay. Do you see an outcome?
No, because their decisions haven't been made yet. There's
okay.
A couple people going back and forth. There's clouds all around their head. To me, that says there's a lot of indecision, like I just said, and they're going between you and two other candidates, and they're trying to find the best one for them. So right now, I can't
okay.
see because they haven't made
I thought you meant for the interview part.
No, they haven't made up their mind yet. So there's all clouds around it. I can't see anything else but that. So good luck. light your green candle, because you could still use that new moon energy and do a lot of good intentions and affirmations to change the energy and move it more into your way and your good luck. Okay? Or put something outside.
Can I light it tomorrow too? Can I start lighting it tomorrow, the green candle?
I would, if you're going to be up for a little bit longer, I would go ahead and light that tonight for
a
little bit.
I don't have one. That's why I asked you,
okay.
I do it tomorrow?
Yeah, but
no.
If you have a white candle, I would do a white candle tonight. Something, light some kind of candle and do your massive affirmations today. Good luck to you, sweetheart.
Thanks
for calling in. And now we're going to New York, back to New York. And this one is Lisa. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the show. Hello. Where'd you go, Lisa? Well, she missed out. So we're going to go on to the next caller. We're going to Elizabeth in Ohio. Hello, Elizabeth, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
And how are you tonight?
Oh, did I ask my question? Oh, good. Good.
So what's your question tonight, Elizabeth, so everyone can hear?
Okay, I have an elemental following me, and I don't know how to communicate with it or if I should and what it's called or what it is. I could describe it, but.
Okay. Because I can't see what's behind you because it feels like it's not right there right now. What
right.
does it look like? Because it doesn't
okay.
feel like he's by you right this minute. It
no,
feels like
right
a masculine
now.
Energy. I know that much. There's an
yeah.
energy stream and it's a masculine energy. So what does the elemental look like?
Well, it's going to sound strange. It has, like, ram horns. It looks half human, and then the bottom half is kind of, like, goat-like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not evil. I don't think it is.
No, that's like Pan. Think of Pan. So
mm-hmm.
when you look at the elemental, that is part of the elf family, and it's
mm-hmm.
an elven elemental, so that is an earthy elemental. So that's
mm-hmm.
about grounding and connection and comfort and desires. So when you see
okay.
him, you could say, hello, my name is Elizabeth, and what is your name? Sometimes they will physically speak to you out loud, and sometimes they use telepathic skills, whichever way he chooses to communicate. He might be curious of you because you're more aware, and because you're more aware, he's more curious and might be following you for the curiosity. Or he's trying to help you. It could be an elemental that's trying to help you to ground your energy and
mm-hmm.
be deeper and more connected to the earth. So being outside, it gives you more time with him, the elemental, this elf energy to work with him. You could leave a gift outside, something chocolatey or honey. They like that the best.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for calling. Good luck. Let me know
Thank
what
you.
He says to you. Thanks for calling. 646-915-8066. You can also go to my website, psychicmelinda.webs.com, for free articles. There's quite a few of them there. You can learn all about fairies, elves, and unicorns. You can also learn about tarot and energy protection, how to protect yourself energetically. And we'll be right back, everyone. 646.
To the floor and me see your energy because me not play no hide and seek. What is the thing you ever make me feel weak?
A little bit of Sean and Sia to get that energy pumping as we go back to the phones. This is Jessica from New York. Hello, Jessica. You're live on air. What's your question tonight?
Hi. My question is, my ex-boyfriend texted me today and I was wondering if there is anything that you see going on between us.
Okay, what's your ex-boyfriend's first name?
Lee.
Okay. All right, Miss Jessica, you might not like what I'm going to say, but I don't lie. So it feels more like he's connecting or reaching out to you because he was bored or he wants something. It's not to get back together, not because he misses you desperately and wants to get back. It's more of he wants something, he's bored, or he wants to get laid. Energy is what I'm feeling from him right now.
Okay.
Do you feel that's something that you want to pursue and get back with him?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
All right. Did he make you happy?
Not the last couple of years, no.
Okay, so you were with him for quite a while, and the last 2 years you were not happy. And now you have a broken up relationship, and now you're thinking about getting back with a man who didn't make you happy.
Yeah, I mean, we spent 11 years together. I mean, and the text message that he sent was that he was working overtime and that I can go over and see our, you know, our dog that we share together.
Yeah, he wanted something. He wanted you to go let the dog out for him because he couldn't. Remember at the beginning I told you he wanted something or he was bored or he wanted to get laid? So this is the A. He wanted you to go let the dog out.
Okay.
Yeah. If he didn't make you happy for 2 years, why get back? If the first handful of years was good and the last couple of years was bad, why are you going to go back? Why are you going to go become miserable again? You have to decide if you're worth of more or if you're just going to be used to let the dog out because he is not working late. So good luck with that, Jessica, as you figure
this out.
I can't tell you what to do. I could just say if it was me, I would not be going back. So good luck
to you.
Thanks for calling. And that's how we roll here, 646-915-8066. And let's get that energy pumping. Here's a little bit of Nicki Minaj and Rihanna.
To win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive, I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise.
Get a little bit of fly there. People, I am a psychic medium. For 8 years, I've been doing this professionally. I was born this way. I've dealt with this my whole entire life. And the number one question people call in about is their love life. If you are out of a relationship, you are out of a bad relationship, just because you're lonely, why get back into an awful relationship? It's just sad all around. You can't be happy with someone, makes you miserable, or you allow them to use you, you're not going to get any healthier being with them. The relationship is not going to work. If it didn't work the first time, it's not going to work the second time. So I wish her much success, but keep that energy pumping and flowing all around you.
Are you having issues in your life? Do you need clarity on a situation? Get enlightened. Order your psychic reading or dream interpretation with international psychic medium Melinda Carver. Let Melinda Carver guide you through with insights already within you and around you in the spirit world next door. Order your reading today at psychicmelinda.webs.com. Psychic Melinda, MELINDA.webs.com.
And welcome back. We're taking your calls all show long, 646-915-8066. We welcome everybody in the chat room, and we are live tonight. You can listen to this show on a replay about 10 minutes after it ends. You can check all the free on-demand episodes available for psychic development, angels, spirit guides, psychic protection, and so much more. I've had international best-selling authors, teachers, TV stars, all have appeared here on Positive Perspectives. Follow us on Facebook, Positive Perspectives. And if you want your own private reading, go to psychicmelinda.webs.com. If you have a crappy life, crappy relationships, If your career is tanking or you work with a monster boss or a catty Kathy coworker, make sure you go to Amazon tonight and purchase Get Positive, Live Positive, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life, which will teach you the free and inexpensive tools to clear that negativity away so that you may create the most beautiful life for yourself. This is stuff I have been working on and doing for 20 years. Inside Get Positive, Live Positive, my brand new book. It's based on a workshop I created 8 years ago, and it teaches you real life examples inside the book and case studies, and it'll help you to adjust and change your life. Get Positive, Live Positive, available on Amazon and Barnes and Noble, and get that for you today.
And now, back to the phones with psychic medium Melinda Carver.
All right, everybody, we have 10 minutes left of the show. We're going to do what I call the lightning round of readings to try to squeeze in everybody. It's mini questions tonight. If you make a love donation, go to psychicmelinda.webs.com. On the radio show tab, there's a donation button. We appreciate your love and support as we begin our fifth anniversary next week, May 2nd, 9 p.m., with Shadow Fox, medium, Native American healer, and she's going to give us an energy report of what's going on. And we're going back now to 484. Hello, caller at 484. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tonetta. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Tonetta from PA. What is your question tonight?
My question is, I would like to know what is going to come about with me and a guy named Ed.
Ooh, Ed. It just feels to me that Ed is one of those flip-floppy guys. I don't know how else to explain it. He flips and flops. He makes up his mind, and then he changes it, and he makes up his mind again, and then he changes that. He flips and flops a lot of what he wants or what he expects. He's very difficult to please also because he can't make up his mind. He flip-flops all the time.
Okay.
So dating Ed is going to be a roller coaster if you get deeply involved with him because he's finicky and he changes his mind and flip-flops all the time. You may decide that you don't want to be with someone who decides one minute he wants to be with you, the next minute he's not sure if you're the one, and the third time maybe he's going to be happier elsewhere, but then he flip-flops back to you. So
that's
what I'm saying with Ed.
Okay.
All right, so good luck to you. Thanks for calling in. These are mini questions. Unless you want your full reading, go to psychicmelinda.webs.com. 727, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kate calling from Florida.
Kate from Florida, welcome to the show. What's your question tonight?
Melinda, any insights in as to the message from the red-tailed hawk on my walk this evening, more than focus?
Okay.
Or beyond
focus? Red-tailed hawk. So this is a fun question, Kathy. For everybody, I'm sorry, Kate. For everybody out there, there is one book that I love, love, love. It's Dr. Stephen Farmer's book, Animal Spirit Guide. It's with Hay House. Dr. Stephen has been on my show like 3 times. He's amazing. He's like a rock star in our world. So Stephen Farmer's book, Animal Spirit Guides, is very helpful. You could also check out Todd Andrews' Animal Speak book. This breaks down all the animals and their meanings. But a red-tailed hawk, the thing with the hawk is that they are a predator, okay? They're very aggressive. They have to be aggressive because if they don't eat, they sicken and die. And you may have been getting the focus, but to me it's saying that you need to be more aggressive in a situation in your life for something that you want. It's also a spirit message because hawks and eagles and crows and ravens are very associated with the spirit. And with especially in Native American lore. So what you really want to look at is the spirit is telling you to be more aggressive, more assertive in getting what you want and going forward to take those steps. You need to become more aggressive or what you want is going to slip through your fingers.
Got it.
Good luck to you. Thanks for calling in. We're going to try to get a few more in here. 916. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nancy from California.
Nancy from California. Welcome to the show. What's your question tonight?
I have a special trip to a special event in May, and how do you see that going?
Oh, I'm going to put it this way, Nancy. Did you ever see that movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with John Candy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you know how things go wrong, and then he, you know, his expectations aren't met, and things go kind of haywire?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you ask me what's going to happen on my special trip to the special place in May, I saw John Candy's face, and I saw him, like, sitting on the in the plane and in the car. So you want to lower your expectations a little bit so that you are not overexcited and over-expecting things from this trip. Lower the expectations a little bit. Otherwise, you're going to be severely disappointed. There may also be a couple delays getting there or some kind of delay when you get there. So they're just showing me a delay. It's like delay sign blinking at the airport. So I don't know what that means, but they keep showing me a delay sign blinking. And then you might want to just lower those expectations a little bit so you're not so super excited where you're going to be disappointed, because you do this to yourself all the time. You always sabotage yourself that way. You get super excited and you do something and it doesn't meet your expectations, and then you get really upset and sad and quiet, and you do not want to get sad, upset, and quiet on this trip. So you need to lower those expectations. Okay? Thanks for calling. We're going to see if we get another one in here. 647, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto.
Okay, yeah, take us off a speakerphone. Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
You have to take us off speakerphone. Hello? Okay, I just don't do speakerphone. 727, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I just did Kate.
Hi.
That was Kate. All right, so let's go back here. And we'll do one more quick. 646, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, people are not calling, and I don't know what's going on with the phone. So that ends our show tonight. If you want your own private session, go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for more information. Come see me at Lilydale, New York, August 16th and August 23rd, and make sure you get your copy of Get Positive, Live Positive available bookstores nationwide and on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's published through Schiffer Publishing, and I want to thank all of you for joining us, and we'll be back on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern with our regular programming. And here is Ken Davis's inspiration. You can learn more about him at kendavis.com. Good night, everybody.